Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Welcome to Daytime After Dark, quarantine style. All the reason I'm saying this, people, because our governor just made the announcement that we will stay out of our centurions, we'll be in quarantine to May 31st. But let me tell you the truth. It will probably be wrong over that, and I will make something. I want to talk it back. Okay, our guests are all quarantined. So since I'm calling Day After Dark in quarantine until this quarantine is over, we have one of my really good friends, Lainey Curtis, on the line. She's been in 16 Canada's baby issues. She's been all over the map. So let me bring her on.
Hi.
Hi. So yes, like 2 hours ago, our governor did our extended stay-at-home order to the 31st, and I was kind of hoping we would be out of it by now, but I know
really out of it at this point. I think that was funny.
I know we have to contain the virus. Lainey, I get that part. I understand that, but you know, your mind starts playing tricks on you because I woke up today thinking it was Saturday, and I thought we had this great. I had this great interview with you in my head that I already did. So I'm like, oh, I can go back to sleep and do whatever. I have the day off. And then I look at my phone, and I'm like, oh, it's Friday. Oh. Okay, the interview was in my head. Okay.
Everything is in our head before it ends up out in the world. Everything starts in our head before it ends up out in the world. So technically, you're just fine. Because, maybe we're all living a lucid dream. How's that idea?
And how are you coping? How are you coping with all this?
I'm actually, I know this sounds really maybe weird, but, like, I am just trying to stay as detached from everything as possible. And because I'm a human being and because I read tweets and because I listen to our Mayor de Blasio every morning when he does his thing, I tend to sometimes engage, but for the most part, I really try to stay as an objective observer of all of it. And my take on this whole thing is that this virus is basically, and I know this is going to sound out there, Mother Nature's way of saying, hey, guys, you guys have been messing with me long enough, so now I'm going to lose a plague, and we're going to lose a couple of you. And the ones who are left over need to wake up and change your behavior, because if you don't, we're on a crash course. So,
well,
wake up.
The way I feel, And it's getting a little more political than that. I feel like the word is kind of punishing us because who we got in the office. And, you know, because, you know, I would feel safer, really, if Obama, even the Bushes, or Clinton was in the office right now. And I don't feel safe with him. And it's just every day I don't want to see his face. I, you know, I'm listening to a governor and Dr. Ferranci. Yeah, that's the name, yeah. But, yeah, you know who I'm talking about. So, you know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy because never in my wildest dreams, after being sick for the whole 2018 through 17, and then finally getting my life back, last year, I'm like, oh, I'm good to go. Nothing bad is going to happen. You know, I can do what I want this summer, and it's going to be perfect. And I'm like, and then I'm thinking, nope, calling you wrong. No, someone telling you you don't deserve to, you know, be that happy and have your summer go like you planned.
Oh, no, I don't think it's that personal. I don't think it's a personal attack on Carly.
No, I know
don't.
It's
I
not
think,
personal,
I think that,
but it feels like
I think there's a way to have a point of view. Like to, for me, I have to really be conscious about how I think about certain things. Like, in what context I think of certain things. Because, like, right now I'm going through some legal issues, okay? And I know I've got a stone-cold winner of a case. But every once in a while, right, and I feel like because I'm confident in it, like, and I see in my head I've got the idea of how it's going to work out, and I literally meditate every day, and I, in my meditations, see what I would like my future to look like, and then no matter what's going on in my apartment, because clearly it's not exactly quite there yet, physically, in the physical space, but, like, I walk around my apartment as if it's not what it is now, it's what it's going to be. So, like, I try to literally, like, mess with my own head and block out what my eyes are seeing and know that a different reality actually exists, and I'm just closing the gap between the two. So in the time that the gap is being closed, I try to choose to entertain thoughts in my head and have activities that make me feel happy at the very best, joyful and gratitude for how it looks later, even though it's not quite caught up yet. Like, I try to be in gratitude for what is coming as opposed to...
That's a great way to do it. I mean, that's really great. And it's, I mean, it's not funny for this whole thing. My grandma is 93. I mean, you can relate. Your mom's about that age, right?
Yeah, she's 96 and a half.
Okay. So what happened there was she was feeling dizzy for about 2 weeks, and, you know, she told me not to tell anyone. I'm an idiot, so I didn't tell my mom because, you know, she kind of bribed me in a really good way. So I didn't even think about it remotely being like, you know, okay, maybe she's just getting headaches. Well, she took two falls in one day, one in the bathroom and one in her little living room. And my mom came upstairs and said, "What's going on with you?" He goes, "I don't feel good. I kind of fell twice." I love how my grandma said, "I kind of fell twice" when she fell. And mom goes, "That's it. We are going to the emergency room right now." And of course she was fighting my mom on this. And
yeah.
she goes, and so my mom and dad helped her down the stairs, just in case the dizziness, you know, came back, and mom got in the emergency room, and so, like, they were not going to move to the real hospital, just keep her and it was a kiss of the night. Well, something happened with her kidney function, and then she had to be put on oxygen for a little while because my sister called and her breathing was not right, and my sister's a PA, and so she got mad, so she called the nurse and said, call the doctor, I know it's 8 o'clock at night, but call the damn doctor right now. Thank God,
there's an advocate. That's all I'm
saying.
Yeah,
you know, my sister's pledging to go over there. You know, she technically could have because she's a PA and she has rights at the hospital. So basically, my sister called me trying to seem so calm about everything. And I'm like, why are you calling me? You never call me unless something really bad is about to happen. Or do you want to do something with me? He goes, well, just call grandma and tell you love her, but that's it. I'm like, okay. See, she's going to get suspicious. And he goes, no, she's out of it. Just do that, okay? And I'm like, fine. So I do that. And I just had this gut instinct to call my nieces in Idaho, who I'm, you know, they are my babies, my brother's kids, you know, I grew up with them, and we have such a close bond. So I FaceTime them, and my niece Sophie is crying, and Eliana, my other niece, is crying. They go, honey, what's wrong? She goes, grandma's dying. I go, what? No. Tante Stacy says she just having a bad day. That's all good. No. Dad said that we were supposed to get on the phone and say I love you, and you know, and Sophie was, both of them were upset because they really thought it would look like she could have, you know, gone. And I'm like, okay, so this is serious than I thought it was. And the whole night, everyone was praying. Everyone was like, okay, this is not the best time to die on us because the thought of her dying alone, none of us could take that. And so in a day period, she started coming, you know, her oxygen level was better, but her kidney function wasn't as great. But they got the medicine on her and everything, and it was just every time I talked to her, called her, I couldn't get through because some other grandkid was talking.
Right.
And then blah,
yeah,
blah,
the perils and good news about having a big family, like you can't get through. That's you know, it's just my mom and me, so I don't have that problem. Oh my God.
So I called the nurse because I'm like, why am I not getting through to her? And the nurse is like, oh, your grandmother's phone hasn't stopped ringing. She's the most popular patient. I'm like, oh, yeah. When you have 9 great-grandkids and 6 grandkids and my mom and my uncle, yeah, and her friends, yeah. So one thing so she got home. Thank God, you know, and she, you know, getting back to normal. She's still a little weak, but
I'm so glad to hear that you guys came through that, though.
Yeah,
how frightening.
I just
not the right time to be in the hospital.
Yeah, I didn't want her in the hospital at that time, and none of us could go there. And my niece Sophie and I are usually in cahoots together with anything we do. And she goes, okay, I'm driving from Idaho. She's 16. I will be there in 8 hours, and we will go to the hospital and sneak in and see grandma.
Oh.
And I'm like, honey, we can't. If we do this, we probably will be arrested at this point. And she goes, how do we not know if we don't try? I'm like, oh, God, I've taught you too well. I really taught you too well. So, yeah, and so how is your mom doing with all this? Because I know grandma is just missing the normal, going to Target, going to McDonald's,
She's way more active than my mom. Like, literally, my mother's life consists of waking up. Somehow she makes it to the bathroom and then makes it back to her bed, at which time I usually go in and say, would you like breakfast here, or do you want to try to walk to the dining room, or would you like a ride in your chair? And then she answers me about some fake big brother that she never had and starts talking about the 1950s. So I'm like, she's in her own world. So like when I have the landlord
sending the super upstairs to bang
on the door, she thinks the Nazis are at the door and she freaks out. So we've got like landlord harassment going on. So my mom's world and our lives are completely different from what everybody else is experiencing right now, with the added layer of the, I will call it, inconvenience of this virus at the moment. So like for us, it's just an inconvenience because we were already isolated.
I mean, it would be 93. My mom made a deal with her that was, you know, when it's time to give up her license, you know, they would talk about it. And because I'm like, Grandma, you cannot be on the road at 95, okay? Look at what happened.
Come on, man. She wants to be out there cowboying.
Yeah, well,
I love your grandma already.
You cannot be on the road. Because, you know, I mean, this is a lady who, when in the car with me, she's driving because I don't drive. If I drove, people would die probably. So with that, she has a cell phone. My parents gave her a cell phone because we are on the same family plan. Everyone is. So she puts it in her pocket. And I'm looking whenever the phone rings. She has to answer it. So she goes in her pocket and answers it and almost gets us on the other side of the road. And I'm like, Grandma, give me your damn cell phone right now. You're in trouble with me. And so I routed her out.
That's funny. You guys sound like a sitcom. Seriously. Like The Adventures of Carly and Grandma. Like, I'm not even kidding you.
All the time. I mean, so,
believe me,
you know what?
Then, real life, you can't make it up. Like, the stuff that happens on a daily basis in this apartment, like, and it's only a demented woman and me and four birds. So how all this activity can even happen, I don't even know, but it does. Like, I mean,
see, I mean, she's great for her age, and, I mean, she's, you know, I mean, she's forgetting some stuff. I mean, she's mixing up the great-grandkids with the grandkids, which is normal, very normal, but and
listen,
she never remembers
anything.
Listen,
at
90-anything,
you have thought so many thoughts. At the age of 90-anything, there are so many thoughts that have been thought in that mind that I think it's okay, like free pass. This is what I always tell my mom when she's like, I forgot, where's the bathroom? I'm like, Mom, you have so many thoughts in your head that have collected over the years that it's impossible for them. Like, where, you know, I had the image today. Somebody said, and your grandma's not here, but like with people who have dementia and just can't remember, like trying to make a sentence, if you, the parallel would be, I've taken the same train to get home every single day, which is saying, good morning, how are you, knowing where the bathroom is, all that stuff. And then one morning you wake up and you go in the subway. It doesn't look familiar. You're not sure what train to get on. And, like, your whole familiar world
and
is, like, just warped, completely warped.
Yeah, and
now she's hallucinating.
I love how you are looking at it with your mom, like, oh, yeah, I mean – you know,
my best girlfriend just took an extra hit of acid, and I'd need to, like, hang out with her to make sure she's not, like, eating her socks by accident. Like,
oh.
I don't know.
Okay. You know, and, you know, I think right now with the older generation it's harder because we are all trying to keep our social distancing away from everyone was in our family. We have a big family, but we haven't seen each other since Christmas.
Right,
I mean,
which is impossible. I can relate to that because I have not physically seen my husband or my daughter since February 7th, 2019. I have not seen. I've been estranged from my family because of like work schedules. My husband can't come out here because he's got to work and keep feeding everybody. Like my daughter's busy, and now with the COVID, like it costs money to fly back and forth. I can't leave here to go visit them because there's nobody to be with my mom 24/7 that actually knows what to do, how to do it. Like nobody, I'm literally not dispensable. I can't leave. I'm attached to this.
Well, I could do it for you. I really could. I could do my way to yourself from your house. Take care of your mom. I got it. Don't worry. Then, you know, but I get it. This time I never thought, you know, we skipped Easter. We did not have Easter. First time in our life we didn't have Easter. It was so really crazy. And, you know, I'm still, I asked mom what she wanted to do for Mother's Day. And she goes, you forgot we are in quarantine.
Can we have like a FaceTime Skype with all of our 100 relatives at the same time? Let's see how many we can do the Guinness Book of World Records to see how many of our family we can get on one Skype at once.
Exactly. And it's just like, oh, you know, it's like my parents will be married 50 years this year. So we were doing a 50
God
years
bless.
And yeah, anniversary party in July. Well, my parents decided to call off until next year because a lot of people are working, you know, not working, out of jobs. A lot of people from...
Well, but even that, it's like people who would have to travel can't get here. Like,
yeah,
and here's a morbid one.
Yeah, people from California, Oregon,
right,
where we grew up, you know, everyone would want to come.
Of course.
So we are
like my father-in-law's and mother-in-law's memorial just got canceled. Like it was supposed to be April 25th. That was last Saturday. It was supposed to be like I cannot say more and more and more and more. I cannot say enough how grateful I am. I'm never happy that somebody passes away. I am so grateful that my mother-in-law and my father-in-law passed away before this happened. He passed away on February 19th. He was surrounded with his loving family. Oh, yeah, it's been a rough ride. This past 6 months has been so bizarre. Thank you for that. But my point, I guess, is just I'm so grateful he's not here. They were living in a nursing home. God only knows what the hell's going on in that nursing home, even though it's Belmont, even though it's upscale, $10,000 a month. That it doesn't matter how upscale your home is. If it's got a germ in it, doesn't care how much money you spend on rent. The germ doesn't care. It'll get you anyway. Like,
exactly. And, you know, I mean, I was thinking about my grandfather who died in 95, and I'm thinking, if you were here right now, both of us would be in jail because somehow you and I would want to break free of all this and go away and get ourselves arrested. So, my mom doesn't want me to go grocery shopping because after I had that big illness for the year, you know, my immune system is not perfect. So I can't go shopping, so Amazon is my new best friend.
I cannot get Amazon deliveries, but what happens here is I will call the managers at our Trader Joe's and let them know I need to come up, and I try to limit it to, like, twice a month, but I really, like, fruits and vegetables... Like, strawberries don't last 3 weeks. Sorry, they only last, like, a week at the most. Like, and I have to try to feed my mom some fresh fruits and vegetables, so it forces me to go out. But I try to do it, like, twice a month if I can and just give her banana. Like, I don't know, man. That's the only inconvenience for me. But I'll go and I'll call up Trader Joe's. They let me cut the line and walk right in. They let me cut the line and walk right out. And when I got a lot of stuff and I couldn't carry it home, one of the managers actually put it into a grocery cart and walked me home because I only live 2 blocks away from the store here in New York. So I'm very, very fortunate. For whatever reason, I'm blessed with the most amazing crew at our particular Trader Joe's.
Like, every time my mom comes over with my groceries, I'm like, oh, I can pay you back. She goes, honey, I wouldn't do the groceries at the same time for your grandma and your dad. Don't worry about it. You know, I know you love shopping, but no. And so every week she goes, oh, give me your list. And I'm like, okay. Okay.
But she's right, you know, because the managers at Trader Joe's, the one thing I say is I'll call them. I'll be like, I'm coming down. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm a burden when I come and I ask for favors, and I don't want you guys to get side eye from all the other customers who are just like, who's that chick just walking right in? And they're like, don't worry about it. Just really don't worry about it. We are actually happier to help you get in and out of the store fast because we know the situation with your mom and you can't leave her alone for long periods of time, so they like to get
exactly.
me in and out fast.
And
but
you know what
else?
I just think
what they say is what we don't like is when we see the same customer come in literally every day. Why?
Because
they're bored. Like, no, this is the whole point. Don't you stock up and stop coming in here. We are not here
exactly.
to entertain
that
your
is,
boredom. Get out.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
people are bored, so they want to go out, but they should stay home. And it is funny in a way because I told my mom I was interviewing you. And she goes, wait, do you have one? I go out, I'm like, Mom, Lainey and I are like, really good friend now, and I never dreamed of this because after watching you on 16 Candles as many times as I have, received, goes, yeah, you owe me about $500 because you made me get the movie every time the VHS would break after like 100 times of seeing you on film. And she goes, yeah, you
tell your mom if
you
ever win the lottery, I'll pay her back.
Yeah, and I go, I'm sorry. She goes, no. She goes, you know, daytime loyalty right now. And, like, no one is saying no to me with interviews. Like, no one can say no right now. No one can have the excuse to say no. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, I'm grateful for that. I mean, no one has said no, we won't come on. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, even though I don't have anything to promote. Why
but it's true. Like, if
the...
I don't want to do something, I'll say no. Like, if I don't want to do something, you can't make me do something I don't want to do. My landlord found out today that he can't make me store a subpar stove in my apartment when that's, if you didn't replace the stove, you gave me some substandard piece of crap, and I'm tired of storing things in my apartment. You're not paying me rent, so out it goes. So
Good. I mean, this is the time where, and I think, it's just a crazy time, but before I let the boys on, because they're going to probably give me this memo, and I don't hear it because I'm already cranky because I have to stay home to the 31st. So, Bobby and David, you can get on my list today because you really don't want to rap for me. But I wanted to ask you one question. Was your daughter was on American Idol, right? Mackenzie, right?
Yeah, she came in top 48. She got bounced when they dumped it down from 48 to 24. She didn't make the top 24, but she was actually the youngest one. Daniel Seavey is a couple of days older than Jack. Jack was the youngest participant that year. Daniel made it
so
further along than she did.
Well, if the other ones that come on and sing, since I'm bored, she's totally welcome. She's totally welcome because I could use some amusement about now. And I'm like, oh, maybe I could get some singers on here. And I'm like, who do I know? And then I'm like, wait, Lainey's daughter sing. Okay, this could work out for me. So, yeah, if she wants to come on, and I will help her. If she needs help getting a CD out, come on, people.
She does. And her material is actually a little more, let's see, how do I put this? It's not G-rated anymore. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I have some people who have watched her sort of evolve her brand from like singer songwriter acoustic to more produced electronic, and then now it's gone into more of a very vibey, what some would be maybe offended by because of the subject matter of some of her songs being a little more, oh, I just have to say it, she's a very, at this point, wanting to be publicly sexual creature. Like, I and God bless her that she's that confident to do it. You know, it's like everybody says, how can you be so like okay with your daughter? Oh my God, she's like a porn, like what is she doing? I'm like, you know what? She's doing her. She's expanding. She's experiencing whatever she's experiencing. And far be it from me, even though at first I was like, I'm your mother. You can't, like, what? I worked how many years to manage it, and then now you want to go rogue? What are you, what? Like, I did that. And ultimately she was like, you can't support what I'm doing. You're fired. I'm like, I'm what? Like, and that was a minute, like, that. So that's a whole, there's my 3-minute version of how I manage Jack, and now I don't, but I support what she's doing. Story.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what? You know what? Sometimes you just have to let go, stand back, and sometimes it's a feed. Sometimes it's a feed.
She's happy, and you know what? Here's something back to, like, the COVID thing. Jackie, you're probably not listening, but if you are, go get your antibody test. You want to bet it comes out positive for antibodies? That girl was so sick back in January. She was so sick that she called my husband and said, Daddy, can I come sleep there? Like, okay, what 21-year-old or 20-year-old girl crawls in bed with Daddy because she's feeling bad? She was sick, man. She could not get out of bed. She couldn't breathe. She woke up in the middle of the night thinking she was going to die because she couldn't breathe. The mucus, the amount of mucus in her lungs, she could not stop coughing. Like, it was bad, and she was really scared. You tell me that wasn't COVID. Tell me that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what? I mean, you know, that's so cute because, I mean, she's grown up, but you know what? I mean, when you get sick, and I'm sorry, I'm 43. Yeah, I'm going to be 44.
Yeah, so you're right in between Jackie and me. She's 21, you're 43, I'm going to be 55. That's actually funny, 135.
Yeah,
the math on that.
I
like that.
She's doing what she wants at this age. And come on, I'm sorry, but at that age, I mean, one thing I do feel sorry for about kids now is social media can screw your life over in a bad way, because if you forget how to post things and you don't want things posted and you accidentally post it, you know, that is the only fallback for kids today, because I kind of feel sorry, but I'm like, yeah, you know, sneaking out. I mean, I was the oldest of sneaking out. And now my brother has a tracker on his kid's phone. And so it's like, she's like, how did you do it? I go, if I told you, I would be dead. Okay, I can't tell you. I mean, when you're 21, I promise I will give you the lowdown. But you're 16 and I can't. Oh, I will be, like, in trouble and...
Yeah,
so
what you understand is I would be grounded for the rest of my life and into my death. No, I'm not.
Yeah, and okay. So, you know, I just believe that, crazy that everything is going, you know, like this, but I will bring the boys on, because if I don't, you know.
They're going to get mad. Like, I talk to David a lot. on the instant or the messenger, right?
Well, okay, just so you know, David and I, I've always had, like, you know, you are one of my favorite actresses, and David loves you so much. And just so you know, we are fighting over you. Just so you know, and David goes, I told
no!
him. I go, no, she's mine. And so, yeah, oh, and I'm having my birthday celebration June 12th on the radio. And if you want to call in, I'm sure David already invited you by now. He won't tell me how many people are calling. He won't tell me who's calling in. So I'm, like, inviting everyone.
But he wants it to be
then
a surprise because, like, it's, you know, we could still be in quarantine. Like, he could extend it again. You don't know. And then that would not
exactly
be a fun birthday present.
Exactly. So I'm going to have my body on because if I don't.
We're both going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Wayne.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, fine. Maybe you should talk to your daughter about probably toning down her image before she gets out of hand. And next thing you know, I see her on Pornhub.com doing something that
I'm sure
maybe
you do.
Probably regret.
She's doing her, like, I, like, if I could control other people, the world wouldn't look the way it did. So I sort of basically have backed off of doing that, my darling. She's just got to, if she's, I don't know, I'm not responsible for her actions. That's all I'm saying.
Right, right. But I just wanted to say I do have Sistine Candles on my Netflix queue because I was going to bring that up to the top after I saw another movie. But with the whole thing about baseball being shut down and everything, I have put every baseball movie that was available on Netflix for DVD purposes and streaming purposes. And
well,
have,
you know what? If you
movie,
watch Bull Durham, think of me during that. Like, I actually brought that movie to I brought that movie to the hospital when I was giving birth to my middle child. My middle child actually ended up being a scholar athlete with a 4.5 GPA, and he was a righty. He pitched righty, but he batted left, and out of the box he made it to first base in 3.8 seconds, I think it was, but it was definitely under four always. Kid was amazing.
Right.
Had a gun for an arm, and then ended up getting going to med school after that, and now he's in finances because he didn't like med school, so now he's in money. Like, what?
Funny you would say that because I got Bull Durham just today from Netflix. Funny you
I
would say
love that.
That
movie.
I haven't seen it, but being that I live
Are
in North
you serious?
Carolina, I've seen a lot. Yeah. Being that
You're
going to
love
Carolina,
it.
I'm going to get a chance to look at it later on because being that I'm from North Carolina,
You're bad,
and I'm
Bobby.
Not far from Durham,
listen, you have to message me. Message me.
Right.
Message me when you're done watching it and let me know what you
right.
thought.
Okay. And I'll tell you, if it weren't for the fact that we have a minor league baseball team here in Fayetteville, I probably would have gone to more Durham Bulls games. So I was going to a lot of them until 2017, and then we got a minor league team that played at college in Buies Creek, North Carolina. And now we got our own team because we had minor league baseball for a long time. It's because even though the Durham Bulls, when they were more popular in the area, because at the time it was them and then it was us, and then we had the AA Carolina Mudcats that are in the same division now as our Fayetteville team. So there was a lot of competition within the Raleigh-Durham-Fayetteville area as far as minor league baseball goes. And I'm happy to say I've been to seeing a lot of Durham Bulls games when they moved into their new ballpark as a Triple A team, but not a lot during the days of Bull Durham because I was focused with our first baseball team that we had. But they moved out and it took us another 20 years just to get another minor league team, and we got it finally.
Wow, I love how much you know. I love how well educated you are about all this stuff. I'm actually learning things from you right now. That's amazing. So you're a baseball fan. Is this your main focus and where you derive your satisfaction and pleasure, my dear? Baseball stats
like,
and stuff?
Well, I like a lot of sports. So I like a lot of sports particularly, but I follow the Cubs and I follow the Astros because our minor league team is affiliated with them and here in Fayetteville. And I follow the Cubs a lot because I was born in Chicago and my brother follows the Cubs a lot. I used to follow the Atlanta Braves until TBS took them off for a national baseball broadcast. So I used to follow the Braves a lot until TBS took them off there. And our regional station doesn't have it because we're in Washington Nats Baltimore Orioles territory. But the funny thing is, whenever there's a Nats or Orioles game on MLB Network or TBS, it's blacked out. So I get off in the program instead because apparently Major League Baseball and whoever set up the blackout lines thinks that we're in Nats country when we're actually in reality or in Braves country, which is which I would think more into the Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and Charlotte area. That would be more into that territory because it's closer to Western North Carolina, because it's also some parts are Reds country and some parts are Cardinals country in that region. So
interesting.
But I'm definitely going to put 16 candles on my queue for the next movie I see once I get done with all these baseball movies, assuming unless baseball comes back in one form or another, rather be with fans.
Right, and
without.
Then you'll be doing that. Like, it's too bad you can't play baseball like on a Zoom link, the way we can put like a bass player, a guitar player, a singer, and drummers together. There's a way to do that. Like, they have apps for that, but I don't think they'll ever have an app that you can put a baseball team together virtually and make them play. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, after what I heard about the NBA players playing horse like that, I just literally laughed my butt off right there.
It's like drive the lane. Wait, what lane? My own lane. I have my own lane. What are you talking about?
After seeing the NBA players play horse in a tournament, in a horse competition, I literally laughed my butt off.
Is that what they were doing, or were they seriously playing horse like on TV or on some feed?
Yeah, they were playing on TV because ESPN broadcast for a while. They broadcast the NBA 2K tournament with them, and for a while our station broadcast a lot of NBA 2K Hornets games that were being broadcast on days the Hornets web and playing. And now that the season we've been into the playoff mode, we got stuck with old Hornets games or nothing, because like around here in my region, on one of the towns, they're showing old Carolina Hurricanes hockey games. So it's great to see hockey games from 20 years ago. So basically, but it just brings back a lot of memories to 20 years ago when I had more hair and was a little bit younger.
I have no point of reference. I have no idea how old any of you guys are. Like Carly just outed that she's 43. I'm old. I'm 54. How old are you?
I'll be 45 in June, about a couple of days after Carly.
And how old is David? Is he the baby?
Carly said he got called to the birthday show.
Maybe I'm calling in. I don't know. Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
I'm
not calling. You're calling for me. I know you are.
Unless the state is opened up again, I'm not calling in. But I do want to say, was your daughter nervous during the auditions on American Idol? Because I know that every time I've seen those auditions, a lot of people are nervous, or a lot of people come up with a funny and creative way to be entertained to entertain the home viewers and the judges.
I don't know how nervous she was. I kind of wanted to puke a couple times, being very nervous for her. And it was a little stressful for me a couple of times. Jack is a strange little animal. She doesn't get nervous in situations that most people would just have like abject terror. Like, she knows that the microphone is her friend. And I think she was probably more nervous singing in a room, like, with all of her friends right in her face, like at a club, than she was on camera in front of judges. And, like, that whole thing was almost – it's almost like it's so unreal that you can't get nervous unless you're – I don't know. You'd have to ask her. But that's the sense I get from my observation of her going through it. Like, I'm sure there were times in the process she was nervous, but, like, group rounds, for example. By the time they did group rounds, that was on, like, 45 minutes sleep in 48 hours. Like, she slept – we slept maybe 15 – she slept 15 minutes. I got 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then while they were practicing, I got to, like, lay on a table. Because she was a minor, so I had to be there, you know. So
yeah,
but
and this is – I know because with the auditions, it's – usually where you watch it and then a month later you see it being broadcast, where if it's live like that, it usually is the same day and you just instantly try to vote to see if
she never got to live rounds. They did this weird House of Blues round, like where It was 24 one day and the other 24 the other day, and after that round is when they made their cuts to top 24 from the top 48. And like, I could go into what happened, but I won't. Let's just say that the process is very interesting, and like, nothing surprised me. That happened. That's all. I'll just say it like that. Without that, that says a lot without saying a darn thing. Nothing surprised me.
I have a former coworker that that did that a couple of years ago during his first year on ABC, and I got to talk to her a year ago. Anyways, I'll let you talk to David because I think I'm taking up a little bit too much time, and we only have a short amount of time on the air.
Okay,
so
I'm sorry. I can always call back, and you can fight over me some more. Like, this is fabulous. No, it's not. Don't do that.
No, I'll talk to David. You've got plenty of time.
All right, good.
I'll talk to David.
Okay, I will.
Thanks for talking to me about baseball. I really like that.
Oh,
and
you.
David, you're on the air.
Hi, Danny. How you doing?
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just sitting out here, bored in Florida for the IO, bored, watching TV, talking to you.
Yeah.
With the good.
Quarantine life, man. If somebody, listen, I'll tell you what, if there were no pandemic and somebody ordered everybody to stay home and kick it, like, but there were no pandemic, it was just for some reason, like, unbeknownst to anybody that wasn't dangerous, how many people would actually be complaining right now if there were no pandemic and you were told to just stay home and kick it? And I understand, I'm not making fun and I'm not making light of people who are actually completely screwed now because they've got no money because the quarantine caused them to not be earning a red cent. I'm not, like, I'm looking at a very small, like, piece of the pie that's a slightly absurd. That's all. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. Just being a little my absurd self.
Okay,
I agree.
Okay,
you know, there are some circumstances under which you're told to go home, and you're like, that's like your happiest message from anybody ever. Go home. Oh, really? Bye.
Yeah. So, David, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I want to tell you, I'm 52 years old. I just turned 52 in November. So I'm 52. I'm the one out.
So you are the baby.
I'm 52. I'm the oldest right now.
No, you're not. I'm okay. So then,
Besides you.
So Carly's the baby. No, besides me. So I'm the oldest one. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm in charge. That means I'm in charge when mom leaves.
Sure.
Home
sure.
alone. That's not good. That means I'm the ringleader, and that means you follow me. And do you know, like, they say that the person in the group that has the lowest common denominator, like the troublemaker, that one, that's usually the one that ends up being the ringleader every time. So watch it.
Do you have a favorite memory doing our 16 candles? Do you have a favorite memory doing 16 candles?
I don't know. Like, so many. There's so many.
Just give me one.
One?
Your favorite. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want it to be a snarky memory? Do you want it to be a happy memory? Do you want it to be what flavor would you like, sir? I have many memories. I have lots of different flavors in my ice cream truck of memories.
Okay, a funny one. Funny one. Funny one.
A funny one?
Yeah.
What's a funny one? Let's see. When I was discussing inappropriate stuff and my mic was on and I had no idea that the sound man and anybody else who was listening into what was going on in the scene was actually hearing everything I was saying to the guy sitting next to me in the car, doing very, very saying not right. Oh God. That's good. Always check and see if your mic is on, or if you're gonna do inappropriate stuff, turn that off, and turn it back on for the scene. Just don't forget to turn it back on. otherwise you piss off the sound man.
I better do a blooper show on it. That would be one of the clips. They would have a blooper show, Dick Clark bloopers.
Yeah, yeah, if they had 16 Candles bloopers, if they had the inappropriate blooper show, 16 Candles, Leanne Curtis, every time. Like, here's a question for you guys, and it's okay if you didn't because it's kind of obscure, but since we're all old, do you remember when Kojak had their mystery wheel, and I think, was it ABC? Mystery wheel?
Yeah.
And Kojak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, almost 31 years old, my oldest child is going to be 31 at the end of May. Anyway, when he was just a little tiny baby, I was flown here to do an episode of Kojak to play the lesbian girlfriend of Marsha Gay Harden. Okay?
Yeah.
And Andre Brower is, I guess, was one of the cops that was working with Kojak. And he shows up at my door. Like, honestly, I have to say that of every single project I've ever done, that one very short scene with Andre Brower is probably my favorite piece of work ever. It's short, it's sweet, it lasts less than a minute, but it was just so good. Just like if you were using a boxing analogy, it's just like a little jab and get out. It was great. I love that. So if you can ever find that and see that, I would love you to do that. Yeah, I love Telly Savalas. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
Very sweet, gentle guy. And speaking of television cops, let's nice shout out, and I have to remember to text him when I get off the phone with you guys. Dan Florek, happy birthday to you, Dan Florek. Right? Captain Cragen from Law & Order. It's his birthday.
Oh, my God. Wait, are you on with him?
Yeah. When Jack used to play her music, we used to play at a place called...
You can suddenly kind of get him on the show.
I don't know. Dan, like, I don't know him well enough to do that. Like, I'm not friends with him.
Oh.
I know Dan because he used to come get one glass of white wine at this little bar in Venice that Jacqueline used to play at. And he happened to walk in and get a drink one night when she was playing. And he started talking to her, which gave me the occasion to say, so I think you and I have somebody in common. He said, who the hell are you? I said, well, you know that kid you call Hey Tiger? I'm her mom. He's like, oh, my God, mom. Okay, well, what's up, mom? I said, well, do you remember doing a play in the 80s in New York off-Broadway with Larry Ketron? And he said, yes. I said, well, my boyfriend at the time, his name is Mark Benninghoff. And he's like, oh, my God, Mark Benninghoffen? Like, so this is somebody he hasn't heard of, like, in 30 years. So it was just, like, a weird little karma thing. But, yes, so I don't know him. I've been to his house once. His wife is lovely. They love elderly dogs. They adopted, I remember, an older dog. Like, they're loving people who care for animals. Like, they're just good peeps. I love them. So happy birthday to him. So, like, I'm not close enough to ask him to get on your show, but
I wish I could, though. Well, one would be really, really cool in my book. If, you know, you were kind of still friends with Molly Ringwald, and that, if you, yeah, that would be kind of cool for me because I'm like, we could get her on the show, but you probably don't keep in touch with her, do you? Oh, do you? Because, I mean, you guys were together on 16 Candles. So, since 16 Candles did their, 30th anniversary or 35th, I thought maybe you got together with all of them.
Yeah, no, like, I don't know. Molly, I can't really say anything about Molly. All I can say is that I would be very willing to be in a room with Molly. I've been made aware of conventions where I know she was going to do a signing, you know, and I've approached the people who own the shows, the promoters, like, that
yeah.
own, like, Spooky Empire. They're people who own the show, and then they set everything up and whatever. And I've said, hey, you know, Molly and I have never been in an autograph room together ever, and the first person to have us together might do really, really well with that, you know, because I'm sure, you know, it's been inferred that we're not necessarily the best of friends, Molly and I, not that we've got any kind of active, any. I think there's more apathy between the two of us at this point. But, like, there was definitely weird one-uppy stuff going on. And then, of course, I was just completely unhinged and saying weird shit on microphones. So guess who didn't get invited back? It wasn't Molly.
Oh, my
so that's
God.
My
okay.
own fault.
But
that's okay. Like,
know,
that's,
you know, I mean,
I'm happy
I'm
with my life.
Before.
Like, I'm happy where I am. I really am. And I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't do everything exactly the way I did it.
Exactly, and I've done it. Well, I don't think the microphone is on here, and I'm singing before the show starts, and I don't have a great voice, and I get the mic's on, and I'm like, okay, you gotta remember the mic. David, do you have any more questions, buddy?
No, thank you for coming back on. You know, you're always welcome back.
Yes, we want you to come back on.
No, you know what?
Because
I know the question she wants you to ask in front of her. Are you going to call in on Carly's birthday? Maybe. I don't know.
Is anyone calling in on my birthday, so?
Don't tell her. Don't tell her anything. That's a surprise.
No,
stop it, Carly.
You've been so secretive this year.
You can ask anything, but who's calling on my birthday? David will answer anything you ask him.
This hour him when he was asleep, like in the middle of the night. I was hoping he would just answer back. And no, he didn't look. It did not look. And, but he's not, I mean, if he came, Bobby's not telling me, and maybe.
Listen. As the oldest one in this group, in this little mini quarantine daytime after dark family right now, I'm gonna tell you that this is for your own good, Carly.
Yeah, I know. But please come back, cause we all want you back, right, David?
Yep, definitely.
Yes.
We get out of this situation just so you can see your husband and your daughter, but, you know, your mom kind of needs you right now. Oh, and I just thought of something.
Doing exactly what
you
I'm
know,
supposed to
you,
do, and I am so blessed to have a very understanding, like, a friend of mine called my husband the most patient man in the whole wide world. This is, like, before my mom plots and I had to come here. So, like, it just, he's sainthood is next. I don't know.
Oh, and I just want maybe, well, you know, you also could try and get food deliveries. I know you like treated those, but if you want like something.
No, Amazon has no delivery slots. Instacart, no slots. Like literally, there are 60 apartments in my building. Like, and there are probably 100 apartments in the building I'm looking at right now. And like you times that by like that many apartment buildings on each block and how many blocks there are in New York, there is no way to get in. Like Amazon trying to get Amazon to deliver is like the likelihood of a sperm with another million sperm getting to the egg. Like a woman has a sperm has more likelihood of entering an egg than I have of getting a slot from Amazon or Instacart to send me.
Have you tried grocery stores around my area to see if, like, other grocery stores can deliver for you guys? I mean, you know.
Well, so
I mean,
far, I have not really had to do, like, I've got... My mom has something called God's Love We Deliver, which is kind of like Meals on Wheels, So every Monday, or no, every Wednesday and Friday, we have frozen food delivered, and they supply five lunches basically and five dinners. But my mom didn't really like the soup, so now it's just down to like five entrees and two soups a week. And what I do is take the shelf stable food and the vegetables that I get. My mom's picky, so I'll just stretch that out. And like, I'm not proud, I'll admit it. I added myself to her SNAP case. So now we get the maximum here of SNAP so that I can go to Trader Joe's and I don't have to worry about whether, like, can I pay the electric bill or do I have to call my husband and say, honey, can you send some more money? Like, I hate doing that. I want to be independent. So, like, I just live very minimally. Neither of my mom or I eat that much. Like, my birds, they eat apples. Like, we all eat the same stuff, except I don't eat bird seed. And my birds don't eat, and my birds don't eat candy. Like, so there's
well,
the word, the
you
difference.
Well, you know, yeah, I just thought if you really wanted to be bad one night, you know, get junk food, because Trader Joe's doesn't have really good junk food. You're talking to a girl that, you know, needs chocolate. Chocolate
is
a good
your Trader
thing.
Joe's. I can be your Trader Joe's junk food guide, man. If you get some of their 72% dark chocolate and then get a box of their, they're called, I speak French, so this is going to sound fancy and obnoxious and pompous. Get ready. Fleur de sel, caramels, like perfectly French accent, and then the word caramels. So you get the fleur de sel caramels that are individually wrapped and the dark chocolate. Then you get some peanut butter, and you put all of that together, and you've got some seriously amazing junk food. And if you really want to get nuts, go get yourself some of their Cabot whipped cream in a can and just do whipped cream shooters on top of that and just go like in your mouth, like on the top. So, yeah.
Oh, that is a really good idea, because through this quarantine, okay, I don't know, for some reason, I'm in love with my mom's taco meat that she makes. I'm wondering if she has to make more. And then I get a baguette, and mom gets this goat seeds from Trader Joe's called Sybil Goat, whatever, it's so good. And this sun-dried tomato thing from Trader Joe's. And you just add a little black pepper on them. Oh, my God.
So good, right?
Yeah, Lainey, you got to try that. You have to try that. I mean, it's a
we can exchange Trader Joe's tips, like, in private messages if you want. That's fine. Happy to do it.
You know, yeah. I mean, our Trader Joe's, I mean, is like a mile and a half from me. So, and, you know, they know my mom so well, so I think that's funny. But thank you so much for calling in, and tell your mama hang in there, and just remember, it won't last forever. It might last all summer, but, you know, let's hope not.
Right, exactly. Well, listen, lots and lots of love to you guys. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay away from people. Wear a mask if you go out. You know all the mommy things I'm going to say. But, like, really,
yes.
You know what? Just know that whatever new normal we have will be fabulous, as long as we make it a fabulous new normal and don't choose to be upset by it. Because honestly, everything changes, everything evolves, nothing ever goes backwards, I don't think. And it's supposed to be like that. And people's delusional idea that everything has to stay the same and be in your comfort zone all the time, that's not where there's growth. There's not growth in comfort zone. There's growth in weird shit. And that's what's happening right now.
Exactly.
So let's all grow. Not be crazy.
Exactly, but you have to come on again and just remember, remember to relax. Remember, there's really good movies if you get that book. There's good movies on Amazon and Hulu lately. So if you get that book, there are movies. And 1600 has been on, so if you really want to turn yourself on.
If you
TV.
Like, yes, I do. I do, and I don't. I
Amazon.
Like seeing myself on TV, because that means
yeah,
means
yeah,
I.
Amazon Video Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, you can see so many video movies. It's really cool.
And you know what I've been looking at? There's a something called the Gaia Network, G-A-I-A. I've been looking at a lot of shows on there because it's completely alternative programming for people like me who are wacky and think that extraterrestrials will finally start announcing their presence because they've been here all along. Like, it's, I think really crazy things are going to start happening and people are just going to have to deal with it.
Well, who knows? But please come back and have a great weekend.
You too, Carly. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Hello, boy.
Hey, Carly. Hey, David.
Hello, Bob. Yeah, it's Carly. Hi, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Carly. I went on for 20 minutes, but there was so much, but I just got
into
Facebook.
No, David. Bobby. Bobby.
Yeah.
I took up most of the interview. So...
She mine.
My advice, and I love talking to you. So before we end the show,
Well, basically, I'm just going to be locked up. Maybe I'll just get a chance to take advantage of the sunny weather tomorrow and just get a walk in the park. It's still legal, but I don't know how when I think it's supposed to open back up legally to the public next week on May 8th. That's what our governor is saying. As far as wrestling and anything else where you might be short of guests on some Fridays because of dates, then that's still up in the air yet, and they haven't gotten to what stage yet, but I'll keep you posted on that from what I hear here. I don't mind missing General Hospital at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for a governor's meeting that is important for that. Speaking of General Hospital, right quick, Carly, you got to watch today's classic episode from 6 years ago when the three Carlys was on there. And I had this dream episode that I already posted onto the General Hospital's forward line and to Sarah, but I have yet to tweet to Tamron or Laura about, and that is to have all three colleagues back at once. I wouldn't mind seeing Kim back on General Hospital. I wouldn't mind Sarah Brown in a third character or bring back Claudia from Back from the Dead or whatever if she can come out of retirement. But I would love to see all three colleagues back on General Hospital at one time instead of having two being played the opposite or right, with one of them being trying to kill Carly all the time, which was Claudia, and then the other one that was just in more scenes with Billy Miller as Drew, which was Kim.
Claudia. I mean Tamron.
But do you have any really good plans, though, Bobby, for the weekend?
Well, other than walking in the park and taking advantage of the good weather, and I'm probably going to sit and watch some Hallmark Channel movies, and I'm running out of Hallmark Channel movies, so I might start watching baseball movies until maybe take what Lane said earlier, maybe move 16 candles up to one, but up to the top part to get after I get done with my baseball movies, because other than watching old sports on TV, there's nothing that much out there. And there's a few Lifetime movies I need to catch up on. So if I run out of Hallmark Channel movies, I might start watching them. But I promise I won't watch them after 8 o'clock because I don't want to have bad dreams because I know how you are and what you said before.
Okay. What are you doing, David?
Bad deal. Been watching soaps. I'm down to 38 episodes, 8 at all hoops. Not 38. I was at 40, but now I'm down to 38. So, been watching all hoops.
Okay, my grand plan is for this weekend is sleeping, catching up on shows, and sleeping. And we have another busy week next week, right? David?
Yes. got Ron Yecker on Tuesday and Ron Mendez on Thursday, I think, Tuesday and Thursday. Two Rons. Mm-hmm. The Ron week next week. Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay, and remember that wash your hands. Don't go out unless you need to. Oh, Bobby, do you get it yet? The money.
Excuse? Huh? What did you say?
The stimulus money. Did you get it?
Oh. My mom told me that I don't get it because I'm in special care, and they just give me my monthly Social Security $76 check and not the stimulus check. I just found that out. So I'm sorry.
Well, you won't be getting
it? I don't think
they're
getting that. I don't think I'm getting it.
Oh. Yes or no?
No,
no.
Okay, no. No.
Why okay,
no.
not?
Sorry to hear that.
Because I think since I'm in a home that's is run by the government, I'm not supposed to get any money other than my Social Security check for the month.
This money is tax free, and we won't get duty on it.
Okay. Well, I'll check my account very closely when I go to the bank on Tuesday because I'm going to take out some money and see if there's anything there.
I think the other stimulus package will pass, David. Did you know that?
Well, I hope it. Be nice. Be nice to get some money. I've got a lot of money. Got my SSI check today, too.
Yeah, right now I'm loving having money. I love not having money trouble, but even though once I pay my bills, I'm not going to love it, but, you know. Okay, we will see you guys back next week.
Tuesday,
okay.
Thursday.
Tuesday?
Okay.
Tuesday.
Good night, guys.
Okay, good night.
Okay,
good
bye.
Night, y'all.
Bye.
Have a nice weekend. Stay safe. Love y'all.